For most types of football, we're getting down to that bitey end, the end of the season, where clubs are playing their final games and they would love to see their numbers up where they can. One team across the Hunter, the Maitland Pickers, are having a bit of a struggle at the moment with the fact they've been moved from the number one sports ground across to Coronation Oval. Of course, they're having a big downturn in numbers there because of that. Let's find out a little bit more from the president of the Maitland Pickers Club, Frank Lawler. Good morning, Frank. I guess, why have the club been moved from the number one across to Coronation first?
Well, we moved across there 12, 18 months ago now, when the new ground was being built, which is, you know, now a magnificent facility. The ground was completed about March this year and officially opened in May by the minister. And yeah, we've been up at Coronation since June last year, and it looks at this stage we'll be still playing out the rest of the year there for this year as well.
Frank, it all sounds very strange with the brand new ground open. Like you said, they've come and cut the ribbon, but yet we can't actually get any boots on the field. What's behind that decision that you can see?
Initially, they wanted to let the grass grow or take as long as possible, which, you know, we understood, but we also know, you know, as from June, you're not going to get much of a growing season in the grass and all that as it was. So we were of the indication that we'd be off the ground for 12 months, which, you know, was June this year, and with everything being done and the ground being fine to go, under our understanding that we expected to be back on there. And now the council have said that they wanted to put some sand drainage in underneath the ground to avoid incidences like happened at Harker Oval and Townsend Oval in the last month or so.
Frank, from discussions that you've been having with different people about this, are people feeling that the ground would be ready to be played upon now if you were to take a game there on the weekend?
Well, we believe so. We believe that it has, and probably what we asked for as much as anything, you know, a couple of weeks ago, was to be able to train on the ground. At least if we could go down there and train on the surface, we'd get an idea of how the surface was going to hold up. And, you know, if we trained on it and it dug up, well, the answer's there. Well, no, the ground's not ready. But, yeah, no, we haven't even been up to do that at this stage.
I'm imagining council are not going to let you get on there for the rest of the season. Is there any flexibility with even training on the ground? Because that makes sense to me that if you can at least get a couple of training sessions on there, that will be a good testing ground, a testing moment for everybody.
Yeah, well, that's what we thought as well, but my understanding of it is now to put this drainage system in that they're talking about, they've got to dig parts of the ground back up again.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I imagine if that's the case that we won't get on there for training at all.
Am I going to be the first person that asked the silly question that why did we not put the drainage in while the ground was under construction, or is that a bit too obvious?
Yeah, that's probably an obvious question, and you're certainly not the first person to ask that question, and we've asked that one as well.
Yeah.
As to why wasn't it done when everything was dug up, it was just a bare paddock at that stage. So you would have thought it would have been, you know, financially a lot cheaper to have done it at that stage as well.
Frank, it does seem like we're going around the long way on this. So good luck to the team for the rest of the season. And with a bit of luck, fingers crossed, at least the fans in 2018 will be at that brand new facility. Thank you for your time with us this morning. It is very frustrating when new grandstand's there, the ground's all ready to go. Well, hang on, it's not quite ready to go. We might dig the whole thing up again. Anyway, good luck to the Pickers and good luck to your team, whichever they may be, as you get to the field this weekend and support the team. There's 16 to 10 at 2 on your RFM.